Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Summer View Show. My name is Elisa.
My name's Liz. Hola.
Hola.
Hola. Oh, my God, the last show, we were busy.
We were.
Woo.
We were. And today, crickets. You know, I'm just kidding.
Oh, girl, we never have crickets. You kidding? No.
Well, we didn't have. We had a few people who were waiting, kind of in the queue. At least one person waiting in the queue before I even logged in. So,
all right, let's do it.
No, that was Tuesday. Today,
oh,
is just you and me.
I'm confused. I'm sorry. I went to bed late because I worked late last night and. Got up way too early. I don't know, man. There still must be some. Oh, well, you know what? Thank you, those of you guys who are listening. On Tuesday, you actually sent me the chat room log because I think Jay had said.
It was Jay, yeah.
Yeah, five planets in retrograde. Well, that makes so much sense because this bitch isn't sleeping as she needs to. Yeah, but I'm like, damn, I put in such a full day yesterday, wasn't done till 11 o'clock at night, coaching a bunch of folks for an upcoming shoot, and then, of course, I had to, you know, then you have to wind down, you know, when you come in from, like, a work thing.
Right.
And then
right.
You got to have a little snack, because, you know, as one does. And, oh, my God, then, you know, you want to help yourself sleep, so you got to listen to a podcast or something. So it's 1:30. Hello, 1:30. I'm like, let me just turn this thing off. And then, like, before 6 o'clock, I'm like wide awake. I'm like, are you kidding me? Yeah. So something's going on still, apparently. Well, that's what I'm feeling.
Right.
But, yeah, whatever. It just doesn't come and go. So, anyway, lingering on. Yeah. And so we had a nice talk offline after the show, which was great. And, I'll touch a little bit on what we talked about. So what's so great is, you know, we're feeling the pull to branch out, all of us to branch out, to expand, to market ourselves, promote ourselves, to really put our best foot forward in doing the work that we love to do and that we're so committed and called to do. And and you're putting together a little menu rate card because Elisa said, well, you know, if I'm in a position where I'm in a situation and people know I do readings, it's that awkward, like, space between the request and then the fee and all of that.
Right.
So I said, make up a menu, make up a rate card, and laminate it, and just have it. That's a great size for you to carry around, and you can even do a business card version of it or what have you, but even, like, note card size just for something for people to look at. Like, when you're waiting online at the pokey place to put together your poke bowl, they give you like a little laminated, you know, you have your options of toppings and things like that. So, and it was good. And what I appreciated that your rates were good rates, meaning we tend to rate ourselves very low, or sometimes we rate ourselves to a point that's so cost prohibitive. But I felt like your rates were really well thought out.
Thank you. That's always, you know, my hang up is I have no idea
right.
what to charge because it's usually people that I know, you know, and
exactly.
I had a talk a few years back with a shaman, Michelle Grace Lesserard. She used to do some shows on Universal Energy Radio with another co-host, Stephanie Peterson.
And, oh, I remember, yeah.
So, and I had a call with her, like a conversation with her about like she did my chart, my astrological chart, and she said, and she noticed like with my email at the time, I had a couple of different websites, and she said, you know, she's like, you have a lot of websites, and she said, you know, you're someone where, you know, when it comes to stuff like pricing or, you know, just your services, you know, you don't want to charge your friends a lot, but then everyone becomes your friend. I'm like, yeah,
that's a good point. Yeah, that's
you know, everyone becomes your friend. So then they all get that. They all get that special rate, you know, and and so she said, you know, just have to make a separation, but just be very clear about what you're doing. And what's interesting is my usual friends who tend to support me in that are the ones who always say, well, you know, let's get together, I definitely want to get a reading, or I want to buy a gift certificate from you to share your talents with somebody else who I think could really use your help.
Great.
They're the ones that are always like, you know, you need to figure out your pricing. Now, I usually call them my ideal clients because, you know, not that I want to, you know, take all their money from them, but I know that they can afford the types of services that I can do.
Well, that's a demographic we want to tap into.
Right.
You know, yeah.
You know, so because there are people who won't, you know, who are like, well, you know, I won't do that. So, you know, they have some options. You know, they have the show if they they really want to talk to me, but they don't want to pay for it. They can get
the
basic information. Yeah. But they have to do it on the show because that's a service. It's still a service. You know, we're not getting paid to do the show.
No, we go in. I think we are very generous. We go in. Honey, Tuesday, we were over, which I didn't mind at all, but just to make the point, we were over like 10-15 minutes at least.
Oh yeah, yeah.
With our last
caller, we spend a good amount of time with people, and so that's a little bit of an exchange because it does make the show. It kind of showcases what we do and how we approach what people do. So then on the rare occasion that I will do a psychic fair of any sort, it's usually a different. You know, I think. I used to do like a dollar a minute, you know, because that's pretty standard for people who just happen to be around and, I think I want to do that. But that is another option, but it's going to be very limited time because.
Yeah. It puts a constraint of time on it too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's still not the, I guess the ideal situation is it's a one-on-one. My friends who tend to hire me out, for a numerology reading, or they call it A time, because after I've done your chart, I kind of keep your numbers in mind. They keep the numbers in mind, their own numbers. Then it's just a conversation, and it's whatever. It's much like this show, where there's a lot of listening. They get into whatever they need to get into, and then we work some things out. Usually, it's them coming to some conclusions about some things. And then usually the next step is not, I'm not already into coaching. We're like, well, next week we have to do this, because I'm not big on a huge time frame for people, because you get it when you get it. And sometimes,
yes,
you know, what's coming up right now for me is, you know, sometimes there are schedules for people. Like my aunt likes to make food at certain times, and it's not really a time frame. It's just, well, it's around this time I think I'm going to make food. Even if she's not that hungry, she'll make the food.
Right.
So, you know, but I'm on a completely different schedule. I usually eat like an hour to 2 hours after she's made something. And so I tell her, well, you know, I'm really not hungry. But now, if it were in a much more stringent household, I'd have to eat whenever she made the meal.
You eat when I make it. Ooh.
Right.
Yep.
And
thank God it's not like
and,
that.
And so, and that's still a choice because you know you could just say, well, I'm really not hungry, and then maybe you go hungry later. But it's not. It's
right,
not
right,
that
right.
Situation. And for most people who are adults, it's not
right.
That situation.
That's right. That's right.
So you don't. So. But, you know, she's not my eating coach. She's, you know, she's someone who's making the food. If she were, I'd be killing it because, you know, I've been eating all the food all the time. So you have to know what you can take at the time, you know.
Right.
And this is where, for me, it's why I like the idea of coaching. I don't necessarily think I'm the greatest person to be coached because as soon as you give me like, well, you need to do this, I'm like, that's exactly what I'm not going to do. You know, I'll have a million reasons why it's not going to, you know, that's not what I want to do. Because I didn't come up with it. Because
oh my
it wasn't
God,
my
so
own
funny.
Conclusion.
Right.
Because
right.
it wasn't
I did
my
not
own conclusion.
Make the deduction. I wasn't in the lab.
Right. Now,
do the forensics.
I may agree with it. And
right.
I may think, okay, well that's probably right. But if I don't feel it in my bones to act on it, it doesn't make the other person wrong. It just means
you're not feeling it.
It's something that, you know, as you would say, you file that away for later. So you file it away for later. And because you don't like on the show, you don't need people saying, oh yeah, it's nice when people agree, but the action of it and the doing of it is still on the other person. Like, you know, we can't be like, well, you should have done this and I'm so disappointed in you. That doesn't do any good. You know,
no.
We're not living your life. If you call in and you're asking for some help or you're asking for some advice or you're asking what we see. And usually you ask all those three things at once. It's still words. It's still ideas
right.
until you do something with it. And then you call back and say, well, I took it in. And sometimes you don't get into the story. And sometimes
right.
you do. And it doesn't matter to us. Not that we don't care about you, but the process is the process. And we are always amazed at how things fall into place. You know,
always.
In hindsight, you could look at it and say, oh, well, we should have done this. And there's a lot of that can happen. It doesn't matter because that's not what happened.
Yeah, that's funny.
You know, we're not,
right.
We're not relaying a fiction of what probably could have happened.
Right.
You know, that's if that were the whole show, we wouldn't need to do it live. We could just make some stuff up and record it, put it up here, and
we'd
be done with it.
Right.
But it's how this process unfolds. So sometimes stuff comes up and we don't know what's going to happen with it. We know what we would like. And, you know, you and I tend to be on the same page, but sometimes we're like, yeah, for me, I can suspend some disbelief and like, yeah, all right, well, we'll just see what happens. Because you pick up on stuff right away. Meanwhile, I'm listening. I'm listening for words. I'm listening for stuff. And then I'm like, well, I still don't know. I'm going to ask a question. But you're like, you know, you've got stuff coming in. Meanwhile, I'm like, yeah, I'm still in the story, you know. Mentally,
yeah,
I'm
it's
still...
interesting. Yeah, but that's why I think that's why we complement each other so
mm-hmm.
well for exactly that reason, because I don't know why images, pictures, words, impressions are coming in. And if anything, the gift of this show for me is having the practice of stepping out of the way and just receiving, being that transmitter. And I say this all the time when we get back on with the listener, because usually I'm listening to you talk while I'm connecting to their energy, or vice versa. I'm listening to them talk to you as your whatever. But I'm listening. And things are coming in, and I always say this makes no sense to me, so you got to explain why there's three iguanas, you know, at happy hour, like what?
Right.
Right, and that was the logo at the bar that we went to in Key West. Thank you. So, but I'm not going to know. Different dimension of listening, because on one hand – there's the auditory listening to the story and all of that, and then there's the inner listening of what's coming in, how the energy is being translated in terms of what energetic connections are coming through from that person's energy. And that's why it's always a collaboration. This is why it's always a rule of thumb for new callers or callers that we haven't talked to in a long time. I reset the energy and I say, need to reconnect to your energy, please. Do we have your permission? And that there is some ownership and accountability. I think lots of people get comfortable with that sort of that veil of separation, because then it's like, well, you know, I don't really believe in this and da-da-da. It's not about believing or not. It's about connection and about participation.
Mm-hmm.
Your free will determines to the degree of what you're going to believe or whatever. All I know, I'm not invested. All I know is I'm writing stuff down that makes no sense to me.
Right.
But has come in based on the listening. Not based on the story, but based on the frequency of the listening. So it's great that you're there really present, taking in the narrative, and I'm just seeing I'm a blank canvas, seeing what's gonna come. So I like that. It's really good tag teaming, because I think both aspects are very important. Look, we're on this planet, we're living this life. It's all the density of this human experience. So I think it's great to sort of have a panoramic perspective of the practical and the esoteric, because I'm just someplace else when this comes in, and you're very present. So I think it's good. I think that's why we're, you know, that's why I have no desire to do a show on my own. No desire. No desire. No desire. It's a lot. It's a lot to do.
That's true. It is. So, you know, it obviously is a little different when we're, like, if I'm one-on-one or in a, you know, if it's, I'm not, because I'm not looking at a computer and I'm not also running controls and I'm not, I'm not doing a bunch of other stuff too.
Right.
Kind of just keeping tabs on everything, even though honestly, sorry to you guys in the chat room. I really don't do chat room because it's way too much, but hello
too
to
much.
Everybody in the chat room.
Hey.
You know, hello to Raven and Havertown and Sea Clouds in the blog. Hi to you.
Hello.
Hello. We do have, however, a hand raised, so I thought.
There we go. Okay.
Segue into that. But I agree.
Yeah, but to do the chat, it's too much. It's too much. And you know what? You got to be present and you're doing the readings and you're holding down the fort and people can chat amongst themselves. I mean, it's incredible when Anna's on. She can, like, make dinner,
Anna.
Run errands,
yeah,
and do the chat room, and participate. Like, I, God love her. Okay, that's...
Yeah, I'm
very impressed with that.
I'm always in amazement with her because she really... I'll sit there and watch her. I'm like, how are you following all this? Because I can't... If I'm actually in the same room with her and we're doing a show... I can't watch her because then I'll get distracted with all the stuff she's doing, and then
she's like
you know, someone's asking a question.
Yeah,
someone's asking a question, and she's doing that. She's in the chat. She's also flipping. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, she's Googling something to tell the listener. And, No. She's building like a deck for her next house. It's too much. It's ridiculous.
All right. Well, let's get to this call. It looks like a Skype caller. Hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Liz. Hi, Alyssa. It's Claire from Australia again. How are you?
Girl! Yay! She called us back.
I'm a second-time caller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I wanted to call in to say how impressed and thank you so much for the reading you gave me the other night. It was amazing. I just can't get enough. Like,
yeah! Well, I have to say, your energy, oh, my goodness. Right, Alyssa? Like, light.
She sounds great.
Light as a feather. Like, you just lightened up some of the BS that was, like, kind of mucking up your field. Yeah.
And I actually, getting back to what we were talking about the last time, I actually called him the other night, and I didn't get through. But then he messaged me yesterday and said, sorry, I didn't finish with my boss until late last night, and I was tired.
There you go.
So
but you could take 10 seconds to text a girl. You could take 10 seconds to text a girl to say, "I'm tired." You could take not to generalize
yeah.
or to be what's to Alisa, because I know you're going to know this. Not to
oh,
be.
God.
I know, like when men don't like women, they're misogynistic. Not to be. What's the men like when what not to be not misogynistic, but what's the word?
Chauvinistic? I don't know.
Okay, we have to find that
out. I don't know what the
word is. But I will throw shade on the men because I'm the mother of two sons. Are you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
You cannot take 10 seconds to say, girl, I'm, well, not girl, in Australia. what's that Meryl Streep movie? The Dango. Where's the baby? Okay, let me stop. Why can't they take 5 seconds to send a text message, worked super late, won't make it,
exactly.
exhausted?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm sorry, uh-huh. anything, and honey, in this world, anything can happen anywhere. No place is technically,
exactly.
put it this way, I don't want to say, every place is vulnerable to chaos. Let's put it like that. You can't take 3 seconds to let a girl know. And then meanwhile, the way that you kind of let that carry over, you call this crazy
mm-hmm.
United States, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, crazy ass radio show. You're carrying that. Look at that. See? So to have
yeah.
a little kind of courtesy.
Yeah.
It's thoughtlessness. You know, it's kind
uh-huh.
of like the puppy, like, I didn't mean to, you know, to eat the sofa. Oh, you know, like, I mean to, like, make sure that my furniture is together. Hello. Oh, my God. All right. So you heard back from him. So where are we now?
And then I called him in the morning and he said, you know, he was in the rain walking, so he couldn't talk. But we haven't spoken since yet. But I might beat him to calling me this morning. I might beat him to it by calling him tomorrow morning early, or he'll call me either way, because he usually speaks early every morning. So, but I just love to know when I'd see him again, you know, and I hope we move back in together again because, yeah, it's just because he works so much and it's hard to see him, you know. It's hard to see each other.
Mhm.
Mhm.
Mm. Okay. So what mm-hmm. I would say, okay, that's lovely that there's space in your heart and you're longing. There's a longing there. But there's a difference between longing and wanting. Okay?
Yeah.
And wanting
uh-huh.
is kind of like a space of lack. And longing is ardent desire.
Mm-hmm.
So really be clear, Claire, on how that's going to land. And my sense, my gut sense right now, you already kind of put it out there. You're dealing with somebody who's very busy.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor, turn down your computer because I'm doing this echo thing. Just turn down
okay,
a little
sure,
bit.
No problem.
No, okay, fine.
Okay,
so,
is that better?
Yes, thank
mm-hmm.
you. So my sense is step back.
Yeah.
Because you said it, something that struck a chord with me is you said a second ago, well, I'm going to beat him too, and I'm going to call him first and this, that, and the other. He already knows that you want to talk to him.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
I would step
mm-hmm.
back. I would really.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, actually.
Well, then
mm-hmm.
you got to listen to that girl.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
instead of just sort of pushing that away, it's kind of like the whispers of your soul. That's what really needs to be attended to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if your
he's
soul...
He's probably going to call anyway.
That's the point. So
mm-hmm.
to trust in that, to trust
mm-hmm.
in the whispers, again, that keeps coming back. Trust in the whispers of the soul. And remember, you're the one with the grandmother and all, and I talked about best friends and all that. Was that you?
Yeah, that was me. Uh-huh.
Okay, so remember how the spirit and the spark of a joyful best friendship There really isn't a lot of conscious thought with that. There's more exuberance and joy. It's much more spontaneous. You know, if I run into a dear friend of mine on the street in New York, it's almost like a part. It's like a celebration. Like, oh my God! Like, it's just joy. It's just joy and being spontaneous. Like, I'm going to I'm going to a dinner with like 10 of my favorite people tonight. This Mexican restaurant. I'm like, oh, we should just warn them and say, find a table in the back because we're gonna be stupid and we're gonna be loud. We're gonna be stupid and we're so excited because we are, just have the best time, and we, what we share in common is that we hold our own in whatever it is that we're doing in this life. So then when we come together, it's just fascinating conversation and ridiculous laughter. But there's no thought. Well, someone's going to call me. And just, when we were arranging this, it was just boom, 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 email, text, done, see you there, boom. And light, and there's a lightness to it. So the whispers of your soul are calling to you to just have a lightness of being, because it's something, wow, there's something that I'm getting an image of a little girl, 7, 8 years old, I don't think older than that, the kind of like a cotton pinafore kind of dress, like running in a field. Would that be you?
It probably was, yeah.
Okay, so was there a time in your life where you just kind of had that freedom and there was a lot of spaciousness? I mean, this certainly wasn't an urban, I'm not getting an urban environment at all. I'm getting a very kind of rural, idyllic, meadow type of situation.
Well, I grew up between Australia and Thailand, so
Spain, Puerto Rico. Thank you, because I'm getting like these places. So I'm getting like this very and in that feeling, look at you, exotic. In that feeling, that unbridled free spirit. What I'm not getting. So it's like, remember that time in childhood where things were so pure and innocent, there really wasn't a lot of, there's a lot of present joy, but there really wasn't a lot of conscious thought or planning. And I think, go back to the whisper, again, it keeps coming in. Tell her to go back to the whispers of her soul. I don't know what that means. I don't know if you need to start meditating. I don't know what that is, but whatever. Whatever that statement means to you, Claire, that's what it means, the whispers of the soul. It could mean something completely different than anything that might be coming in, because I feel it's unique to who you are. And from the little bit that Elisa and I are hearing from you about your story in terms of your experience, my goodness, it's fascinating. You know, that all of this, and there's this great spirit. So I don't know what better, not better, I don't know a gentler way to say what I'm about to say, but please don't let the firefighter, he's a firefighter, right? Is that him?
No, that was another lady he was speaking with. But yeah.
Okay, another caller. Okay, don't let him, see, because I get confused. Don't let him put out your fire, though. Okay,
yeah.
Don't let him dampen your spirit.
And that's interesting. That's interesting too, because he's a fire sign. He's an Aries, and I'm a Capricorn. But anyway,
thank you. Okay, so there's a reason why that came in. So be careful.
But yeah,
no,
he's a musician.
I want to say, I say my condolences and congratulations, because that's not to judge, but it's just that it's just a certain kind of animal, those musicians. God bless them. It's like,
I'm a musician as well.
Yeah, but you're not a guy. You're not a guy.
Yeah.
You're not a guy. It's a totally different. Totally different. Uh-huh. Remember, I'm sure it was popular in Australia, but remember the movie, or, and subsequently the TV show Fame?
Yeah.
Okay. So the theme song was "I'm gonna live forever," and I always say, "No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not." So there's a little Peter Pan in there. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to keep connecting to you, and I just want to see what Alisa is coming up with. So tread lightly. Tread lightly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mhm.
It's an interesting situation, because I remember the last call you had with us, your first call with us. You mentioned at the end, he's your twin flame, your soulmate, and it's an interesting connection when you say things like that, or when you figure out that's what it is, because every person I know who has used that phrase, there's always some kind of wanting and a lot of drama involved.
Yes, it's true.
Our idea of soulmate is something like romanticized, but in reality, it's something over lifetimes of having these misconnections or some crazy connections or intense connections, and so there's a lot of stuff you're working out and you're working through. So it's not, everything's sort of coming up roses and it's wonderful. And I think there are times when it's like that. And that's the addiction, is that's what you want it to be all the time.
Oh, right.
And it ends up that it's so intense at times that it can't be sustained. Like, you have to have that time apart. And then in that time apart, you miss the other person, all the good stuff. You always remember the good stuff. And then when you're together, it's like, how come it can't be what I keep thinking it was in my head?
I know. 15 minutes later, you're like, really? Damn.
Exactly.
15-minute honeymoon.
There's a lot that is being worked through. And so I have no doubt that there is love there, that there is a lot of affection there, there's a lot of intensity there. But the reality of it is that it's something to be balanced out. And I think when Liz mentioned friendship and that spirit of friendship, how, you know, when you were asked, or when the other caller was asked, you know, what do you want to do when you're out? How is it when you're out with your friends? You know, there is a lightness to that, because there's not this intensity when it comes to friendship. Like, I am super good at being friends. I may not be the best in a relationship, but I'm super good
at
being friends.
Oh,
because
there's
not an expectation, an additional expectation of of attention or being on the same page. So I can appreciate a friendship like nobody's business.
All day.
I love it. You can go home and I can go home. It was great, you know.
At the best.
But obviously, you know, when you've had a taste of something a little more intense than that, and it's so elusive, you want to continue working towards it. Like, that sounds so good. Like, why can't it be? So much of it is a projection of what we have in our head of the ideal relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many components that this guy checks off on your list, that the ones where it's not quite checked off yet, but you still have it on the list because you think, he's got the potential for it. I've seen glimpses of it. It's just not there 100% of the time, or even 75% of the time. You know, if you look at it in the bigger picture, it may not be there any percent of the time. But it's like, maybe I'll shuffle that down lower on the list of what's important. So, you know, we run into the issue of almost having this, a Neptune kind of energy, where it's very idealistic, kind of like a dream, but it's not the reality. And having to bridge that gap of what we think in our hearts is really what is happening. There's a big filter there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you allow for things to kind of slide that they kind of get your attention, but not enough to say, forget it. And maybe that's a good thing, but you do have to balance it out. And that's why the whole friendship, like treating it as a friendship for now, because, you know, you've been on and off again for such a long time. You're kind of used to playing that game. And you can continue to play it as long as, you know, people keep playing until they don't like the game anymore. And I understand that. I don't want to just dash all your hopes and dreams. It's more of a, and I can talk to you as a Capricorn, you know, your earth sign, like I am, like, you know, just kind of get grounded in what has really been shown to you, and really look at it. in a more objective point of view. So the friendship part allows for a little bit of objectivity because you're still keeping it as a very important relationship. But if you were just a friend, would you have expected that of him? I mean, it can work in reverse too, right? It can work in reverse too, where if you're friends, but you know, if there's a misunderstanding, and you're being treated like, well, wait a minute, we're just friends, so why are you expecting this of me? It's an interesting way to view a relationship. If you've ever had a misunderstanding with someone who was just a friend, and you knew it was just a friend, but they maybe had wanted something different, or it was just not clear.
Oh, definitely.
You can call that out like right away. Like, so you know how it feels to be on the receiving end of that. Like, wait a minute, I'm just one of your friends. Like, we're not. You know, I don't see a ring on my finger. I don't have any.
Hello.
We don't have anything beyond that.
Okay.
So think about the sort of pressure you or expectation you're putting on that relationship. If it's really not clear from the get-go, or even if you had that history, if it is driving you crazy, because right now, if he doesn't have any kind of...
The waters are so muddied right now.
Yeah, if it's really not clear, and he's I'm just having a good time. And you haven't even had a chance to have that conversation yet, and maybe you don't want to just yet, but you're kind of on the precipice of that. It's sort of like, when am I going to see you? I hope we can move back in together.
Yeah, girl.
So there's a lot going on, and we don't know. We don't know what the rest of the conversation is. So.
I want to ask you a question, Claire, before you say something. I want to ask you a question.
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead.
I have a question, and then I want to hear what you have to say. My question is, if you were to meet up with the friend and had plans, wouldn't you expect to hear from that friend about, I'm really tired, I had to work late, blah, 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 blah? Just a friend.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
I rest
my case. So I feel a little cautious when you very quickly said, like, you know, I want to see him, I want him to move in, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I think let me hear what you have to say before I tell you what my impression is. So what were you going to say?
Okay. Well, the urgency that I want to see him and work things out again with him, because, you know, like I told you, we were dating before and then we broke up and then, you know, things have gone on and off, is because he told me last I saw him late March that he wants to go back to Africa next year. And so I haven't told him this. I don't know. He won't even listen to this, so I don't think so. But I haven't told him. I don't know if he's going to, but, you know, I'm just saying. But I haven't told him exactly why. I was actually studying in school, and I left because I thought, no, I'm going to work, like, as much as I can full time, and I'm still looking for work because I wanted to go with him too. And I was like, oh, my God. So this is the urgency of me wanting to see him, you know. Because, you know, if he's going back to Africa next year, where he told me, like, March, unless plans have changed or things have been delayed, I don't know.
Girl, there's not too much communication happening.
And it's massive.
There's not too much communication going on here. And it seems to, Elisa, tell me if I'm sensing this correctly, but it seems to me like this one is easy breezy cover girl. He's just, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there. And you're occupying so much mental space in your mind. It feels very unbalanced to me that you're taking taking up a lot of space with all of this, and I think it's to find the spaciousness within yourself.
Yeah, that's right. What?
Yeah, and just find the spaciousness within yourself. And why is he going to? Is he from Africa?
Yeah, he's originally born in the Congo, but he's Rwandese as well.
Okay.
He got stuff going on. And I think you're letting that eclipse who you are, in a sense, because do you really? At the end of the day, how would you feel if the roles were reversed? If you were easy breezy and you very free, I imagine he's a very, I'm going to guess that he's a very free spirit, right? And and let's say you were, so put yourself in his tight pants for a second. That girl, I already see what he looks like. So that you you are assuming his spirit, easy breezy, free, not tied to anything, living the life of the musician, going here, going there, international, and you're doing your thing. And then this on and off again boyfriend pops, seems to be following you, or pops in, or seems to have these expectations. Without really thinking of anything, just what's your gut response to that?
Well, I see what you mean. Maybe that I would be like, okay, well, if I was in his shoes, then I would, I'm just putting my charger on. Hang on. My computer's going to die otherwise.
Okay. Okay.
I would probably say, well, I'm a free spirit. I want to just do what I want any old time sort of thing. But if it was me, though, I would want to probably go with that person. But that's just me. But, hey.
Yeah, we can't. I feel that if you, okay, and I think the point that Elisa made was brilliant about sort of dismantling the fantasy of the twin flame paradigm. It's so true.
Yeah.
And thank you, Elisa, for that. It's so true because people will put that on a pedestal. They'll see that through rose-colored glasses. Meanwhile, it's like, please don't be my twin flame because that's too much work, you know. Please don't be my twin.
Oh,
can we just have a couple of drinks and a snack? Like, I'm good. Like, please don't be my twin flame. Please. So that's a lot. And the thing is, I don't think Elisa nor myself are negating that possibility. But the thing is, you have to kindle your flame. Because it's an ember. It's an ember right now that I feel you need to protect. And I think the yearning, maybe the yearning that you're feeling really is your, the whispers of the soul. Thank you. The whispers of the soul. Now I know why I kept, that kept coming up. That's you.
That's why. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
It's you. So do you feel that you have the resolve? It's so funny. It's so funny when all of a sudden you put your toys down and you say, I'm not going to play anymore. That's it. And that you really honor that ember and that spark in you and you cultivate it and you nurture it. It would be very ironic and funny, and I wouldn't be surprised that all of a sudden he starts showing up because you created the space to allow him to.
That's right.
So I would say if you feel at all to have the inner resolve and fortitude to do this, You already, you know he's safe. You know he's alive. He's very busy.
Mm-hmm.
He's too cool for school. Okay, we got it. We got the picture. Okay, fine. Please. So you step out of the picture, and you paint your portrait of your life experience, and you spend time with your friends, and you do your art and your music, and you do and live your fabulous life. Start remembering that. Start remembering the things that give you joy that have nothing to do, that not contingent upon somebody else, because all happiness is manufactured from your core, from the soul, from the most purest part of yourself. And you can hold a very sacred space for this person. Thank you for activating the voice for me to remember that I have to get back to what's been inside of me all along. Kind of like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. There's no place like home. There's no place like Claire. That's it. So that's my energetic take on this. So if you're able to surprise yourself and maybe him, sit on your hands anytime you want to pick up that phone.
Exactly.
Yeah, you already put it out there. And I used to say this to friends of mine that would call me about relationship advice, and I would say the best way to do a man is to don't.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. Just don't. Just don't. Just live your life. Be fabulous. Don't do a damn thing. So I would check it with my friend. So are you don'ting him? Okay, I'm don'ting. You're sitting on your hands? I'm sitting. And then the space and the field, the etheric field is created for things to happen. But it's time for you to do something for yourself. Buy yourself some flowers. Do something. Go out in nature. Do some. I mean, I know it's winter there, but something. Something. Right. Yeah. Something. Yeah. Breathe.
Yeah, because it's been so distressing, you know.
It's eating you up, Yoni. Yes, it's and it's wearing you down. And the thing is, the one thing that I'll share, which helped me greatly with dealing with the brand new divorce and dealing with two teenage kids and single mom and all of that living in New York, the whole craziness, was that I had to surrender my fear and my anxiety so that I can believe in my new life.
Yeah.
So surrender so you can believe.
I feel that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a very conscious practice. And if you're not meditating, I suggest that you that you take baby steps toward developing at least a morning practice. Even if it's 5 minutes a day, it really helps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I meditate, but I haven't been meditating as much as I should be.
Well,
so
not should.
Important.
It's just, you know, if you do, do you drink coffee every day?
No, I don't actually.
Okay, so do you? Okay, so do you have tea? What do you people have? What do you have? Marmite? I don't know what you have, but I don't know what you have. That, I'm sorry. People like that. I know, Elisa. I know you like that.
Vegemite.
Vegemite.
Well, Marmite's very similar, but not,
it's
not
nasty. Yeah. People love it. Anyway,
I like it.
I know you like it. I'm like, but whatever it is that you have as a routine, you know, then that's, it's just like brushing your teeth. It's a routine. It's a routine. And then you'll crave wanting to do it. I heard on a podcast, a meditation teacher say, RPM. So it's rise, pee, meditate. So, and that's, isn't that great?
True. Yeah, that's
And you can go, back to, you can go back, I think it's David G, who's this meditation master, you can go back to your bed, but you can sit up, prop yourself with pillows, and he's so sweet, like, he'll start out a meditation, he goes, okay, feather your nest, I'm like, oh, I'm feathering my nest, you know, where you're sitting up, maybe you're going to put a blanket around you, but you're sitting up so your spine is straight, I'm like, that's so cute, feather your nest, and I'm like, in the morning, I'm going to feather my nest with my therapy blanket, because that's another show, with my therapy blanket, and, that's another show. And do my 5-minute meditation. Sometimes I do it longer. Sometimes I do it less. And it really, it's like a vitamin. It really is a supplement.
Yeah.
You look at it as a supplement that you have a deficiency that you need to supplement. Then you'll just flow into it. And now it's really become a habit. Thank goodness. I've been doing it consistently enough that I don't think twice about doing it. And I crave it. And it really, really helps, especially when there's a lot of stuff going on mentally. There's a lot of mental energy that's I'm getting like a picture of your kind of like your etheric field, and it's very pure, but there's like a leak. There's like a tear. It's almost like the tire seems like it's full, but it's not on the car. So it's about self repair. It's about self-repair. But I think you're doing great, considering that you could really make yourself, you're very mindful, you're very intelligent, you're very creative. You just don't want to fall into the rabbit hole of despair, because then that's the gateway to depression, and then that's a really hard thing to deal with. So So
no, I've been there, done that.
I know you have. I know you have. That's why I'm saying it. I know you have, and you're doing so well because you have your safety harness on. So you've got to keep it on. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so glad you called us back.
Yeah, I was so impressed by the last call. I was like, wow, I'm going to call these ladies and thank them at least.
Yes, well, we love that.
Yeah.
We love that. So we appreciate that, and we always love the update. So please feel free to touch base and let us know what you're up to. But try something different. Don't call him is my friendly suggestion. Don't call and and find a way to sort of put a Band-Aid on that tear. Do you have issues with your right shoulder at all?
I have actually recently. Usually I don't. It's usually my back. But, yeah, lately I think I'm
right shoulder.
I'm
wrong. My hand, thank you. Yeah. My hand is on my right shoulder stroking. I'm like, why the hell is my – oh, because she probably has something with her shoulder. Okay, so that's where I see – that's where the tear is in your field.
Okay? Right.
That's where it's located. So
we'll have to get out the hands of light again. I've got this this book by Barbara Ann Brennan. I don't know if you've
heard of it.
Hands of light. Yeah, I better look at that.
Okay, look at
that.
Okay, so I'm glad that came in. I'm glad that came in. Yeah.
Also, right side tends to be deal with a masculine energy or someone male. So not surprised.
I'm not
that it's the right side.
Yeah.
But yeah, keep in mind, like we said the last show, that you're in a number 9 personal year, so a lot of stuff is going to be turned up on its head and inside out. So you can really look at it and decide if you're going to keep it or if you're ready to let it go.
Yeah, girl.
You have grown in so many ways. So there are some things that you may outgrow, whether you want to let go of them or not. It's
right.
Sometimes the signs are like, hey, we're leaving because we really don't need to hang out here anymore. So. As graceful as you could be, and a lot of it has to do with how you're treating yourself on all those levels, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, all of those things. So the getting yourself into a good routine for self-care, including the meditation, the hands of light, all those things, any type of energy work, because when you start getting yourself worked up a little bit more about what is not happening, when is he, what is going to happen, is he going to leave, all those things, that's when you need to turn it back into you and
all day.
Get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And you obviously, you've been studying a lot of these things, so you have a lot of tools. Just use them and really get into them, because the focus can't be on stuff you cannot control. And you cannot control him.
That's right.
And you cannot control a lot of different things, but there's so much that you can, and you know, it's already right there with you. it's with you.
Mm-hmm.
It is you. So it is no doubt going to be it's already a transformational year for you. And it's just looking at things from a different point of view, where there's not so much left to chance, because you're just sort of waiting for someone to give you the time of day or any bit of acknowledgement. There's so much more that you can do that you really know you want to do for you. Not that you ought to, because there's a lot of, I ought to do this. But when you feel it within yourself, when you made that connection that you actually are the most important person in the world, and not from a selfish point of view necessarily, but just from a point of self-love. Like, I love myself more. I love you. I love myself more. And,
Thank you.
And there's not the guilt associated with, well, I need to make sure he's okay. Because, you know, it's not about him being, well, he needs to do that to you because that's how you would be. But if you're not getting that from him, you're also not giving it to yourself.
Girl.
So just take a moment.
Right, Claire?
Sorry, that's what I was going to say. And that's the block too, because, you know, the more you want something, the more you desire something, like you were saying, Liz and Alyssa, like, the more you're not going to get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's what I think. It's more like
you lose yourself. I did that in my marriage.
Yeah.
I'm so like connecting to what Alyssa's saying to you, because I did that. I did that in my marriage. I didn't want to face it. I was with this guy since I'm 25 years old. I'm now in my 50s. Hello, 2 kids. And yeah, but I'm a cute 50. Hello. Let me, anyway. And I had a frozen shoulder for 9 months. My right shoulder, I couldn't even raise it. It took me like a year to heal it. couldn't even raise it. And I thought I was happily married at the time. But so that was kind of like the beginning of the end, but I wasn't conscious of it. So please be careful. And there was a lot of acupuncture and a lot of chiropractor and a lot of patience to heal that. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even fasten my bra from the back. I had to do it from the front. And now I'm like 98%, because when it happens, you never come back fully, but I'm back like 98%. Thank goodness. And we forget how much we depend, what we take for granted. You know, people with mixed abilities, disabilities, et cetera, that's common for the things that we take for granted. The most simplest of tasks becomes so challenging and so compromised and such a struggle. You're already struggling enough mentally, Claire, so we don't need that to manifest in you shouldering the burden of that.
And look how that, look at that metaphor, how, you know, my shoulders are, you know, playing
off.
That's
why I said it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So nip that, honey, nip it in the bud.
Okay.
Nip it in the bud and download the show, because we both said a lot of things. A lot of things that
you
need to hear again.
Yeah,
that you really need to hear again. Yeah, and you're doing, I mean, already, I'm sure you would agree, Lisa, that the shift in her energy, I already feel a shift from the last call, and that was just a day before yesterday.
Yeah, you're getting it.
You're getting it.
You're really bringing it in. And just keep, you just know, like, you have the time you need, but just take it every day and do what you need to do for you. Just get back into that mindset. Like, that's part of the process, is just kind of catching yourself a little quicker every single time your mind starts to drift into, oh, you know, but he hasn't called me, or, you know, gosh, and here you are trying to make plans, you know, trying to get your stuff taken care of in the hopes that you would be in good enough communication that you can join him wherever
that.
He wants to go.
No.
Let's just, you know, at some point you're going to look at the bigger picture and say, well, I probably needed to explore what that meant. Because it's a big change, you know, it's a big move, and it's a big move to somebody who doesn't really communicate with you that well now. So,
they're not even telling you they're running late. Come on.
The phrase I wanted to say was not to make him wrong necessarily. It's to just find out what's right for you.
Yes.
And if you look into what's working right for you, that's it's a place of power. Because that acknowledges all the stuff you're already doing for you, okay? And if things fit in, then that's great. It's kind of like a friendship. Like, if your friends can't meet, okay, well, that's okay. You know, you keep going. You're not going to be like, oh, my God, you can't make it. You know, it's not going to be, you're not going to be that traumatic. But there won't be that real big pit of disappointment when it comes to something like that. With a friend, maybe there's some disappointment because, you know, you kind of would like to see them, but it's not going to be the end of the world. Because you can pick another day. You know, you have that conversation. You can say, well, okay, well, we'll just pick another day. There's an ease and a gentleness to that you have to remember to bring into yourself for every situation. So just remember that. And I know you're getting it because you have these different tools. You've studied so many different things. You know, study them a little deeper and just know, as this process is going on, there are a lot of things you're going to let go of. There are a lot of things you're going to come to a realization that, wow, this is just not, this is not me anymore.
Sit on the hands. And give us a call back and let us know how you're doing.
Oh, bless. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, darling. Thanks for calling back. Yeah, that was good.
Wow. You too.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
wow.
9:20. Well, perfect. I guess we can sign off.
Time to go.
Time to go. That was a good day at the factory.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. And we are available for live events, private readings, workshops. We love to travel. So you want to ask us about that? Why not? Why not work the corner? loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Great show. Thank you so much, guys. And as always, to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you. Take care, Ryan.
Bye.